This Premier League preview is taken from The Punt. Listen to the whole podcast at audioboom.com.
Stoke are pretty solid, Derek. Yeah. Barring that blip against Blackburn in the Cup, admittedly a pretty big blip.
Yeah, it was.
They've lost just three of their last 12 in the league. Those defeats came against the current top three in the league, so they are a solid side, Stoke.
Yeah, yeah. But what a prospect this game is, isn't it? Dear me. Before it's shown on telly, you'll get an announcer saying, expect scenes of horror and violence from the outset. It's not going to be one for the beauty, this.
And bad language, mainly from the sofa.
I mean, yeah, I would say Stoke. I mean, I've been on Stoke's side most of the season. But you look at Hull now, and, you know, I give them so many chances, and they just kept getting beat and costing me fortunes. But the last 3 weeks, they're on with City and beating Villa and QPR. Well, you know, no great opponents, I know, but they've done it with the minimum of fuss. I just think Stoke are a bit on the short side here. You know what? It's my old chestnut lay, isn't it? You know, home over 3-1 to win at Stoke.
You have to go for it, right there.
You know what? I'm going to, because I just think Hull are coming back to where I expected them to be. Yeah, there's something happening at Hull, and I think Stoke are going the opposite way. 2-4-1 defeats soften them up, and they didn't exactly polish Villa off last week. Yeah, I'm going to go for Hull.
He's railroaded you into that, Derek.
Yeah, he has, actually. Yeah.
You know, he'd be lying to himself if he didn't go
for it.
I just
needed a little tip towards it, and he'd give me a...
You can't... That's in the Derek McGovern betting Bible.
Yeah.
You can't go against that sort of stuff.
Exactly.
What else is in there, Derek?
That's the only thing. New and old.
It's just loads of blank pages. And that one, page 453. You've got to search for it, but it's in there.
The other one is, if in doubt, have a bet.
Headline offers here, John Walters to score and Stoke to win 7-2. The other headline offer might interest a few, Dharma Ndoye to score and Hull to win 7-1. He's been a big influence in Hull's
recent his birthday
upturn.
Last week, didn't he? Yeah. We mentioned him on last week's podcast. That might be worth a look. Hull seem to do all right with strikers when they first start their run. They tend to score early and then dry up dramatically after a few games. I've got one bet in this, and it's over 2.5 goals at 11-8.
Okay.
Played it last week in that match between Stoke and Aston Villa. All right, it only landed in the 90th minute penalty. But with Stoke at home, I think that they've got nothing else to, you know, they'll go for this. Why not? 36 points, 10th in the table. They'll be looking to just improve on what they did last year. Hull City, I know they did well against City and managed to keep them limited. But I think I think in a sense, when you go to a club like Manchester City, it's much easier just to say, lads, don't go anywhere. Just sit back and sit in. I don't think they'll do that against Stoke. I don't think, you know, I don't think the mindset of the manager or the players is like that. So just a plain old simple 3 or more goals in a match at 11-8 for me.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.